I'm joined by Kay's assistant coach Martin Tyler after today's 1-0 win at Leatherhead. I spoke to Alan on Saturday. He said we'd come here and give it a go. We certainly did, and we come away with 3 points.
Yeah, we're all very delighted. There's a lot of mental strength as well as physical effort. There's a bumpy pitch, and obviously playing so soon after Saturday was the same for both teams. But I think we felt before the game we had a bit of an advantage in that respect because we play on Mondays, and we train on Mondays because we play on Mondays. And I said to the players beforehand that it was only about 4 hours difference. If we didn't have a game today, we'd be training. So, but they were splendid. It was a great effort, and I think it might not have been the prettiest football match, but the job that Alan and the rest of the staff were asked to do when we came in January was to keep the team in this league. I think with the maths now today, I think we might have actually done that. So we're thrilled.
Yeah, spot on. We are mathematically safe now. So if you take a step back tonight and yourself, Alan, Mark, and say, you know, job well done.
No, I think maybe we might do that in the summer. We want to basically... this football club, I've grown up in this area, you know, everyone knows that I'm a Woking fan, and I played in the Isthmian League against Kingstonian, some really great teams in the 70s, and I was amazed really how the club had fallen. You know, it's a fantastic part of the country, it's a super setup. I know there have been all sorts of financial difficulties, but there are two great men at the helm now, and I think that's what we really want to do. In fact, there were one or two other jobs that Alan was associated with possibly, and I had a feeling that Kingstonian might be the right one for him, you know, and so it's just a pleasure to be a small part of his team and with the players. And obviously there have been a lot of changes since we came in, but those some players have stayed, and we've had a couple of comebacks today with Stuart Reeks, who was absolutely outstanding. I knew from my working days and knew what he was capable of doing, and Alan stuck with him. He's obviously had really serious injuries. And Lee Riddell, who maybe some of the fans don't know as well, we had at Walton and Hersham, has worked so hard, a lot of times at his own expense, with the top medical treatment that he's had to cover himself to get out there and be a footballer again. And at the end, we just said, well, you've played this game like true professionals today, and saw it through. It got a little bit sticky maybe in the 14 minutes of added time the referee seemed to play, but I didn't think before then we were in too much stress. I mean, we'd like to have attacked more. We had a goal disallowed just before half time, which would have put us in much better shape to maybe force the play in the second half. And then we got the ball in the net at the end with Dave Francis making his debut, one of our many teenagers, in off the goalkeeper, but the referee said the ball had gone behind. So there were plenty of positives. I don't think we had a corner, but we defended some corners well, which we weren't doing when we started.
I was going to ask you about that. Defensively, we looked very sound. So you mentioned Stuart Reeks in there, Lee Riddell. As a unit, they defended very well. That must be pleasing after some of the performances over the last few weeks. We conceded sloppy goals, but not today.
Whatever level, and you know that obviously with my job, I work with the Premier managers, the Premier League managers. The value of clean sheets is enormous, and we struggled. We scored lots of goals at the start when we got in, and Bobby Traynor in particular has been outstanding in that respect. But we did leak a lot, and the basis, the season that Alan was manager of Walton before I joined him, when they got promotion from this league, there were so many 1-0s. I mean, people talk about teams like Everton winning lots of 1-0 games, but Walton and Hersham 2 years ago won something like 17, I think. And that's the basis of trying to get results. And of course, we want to play expansive football as well. And we really appreciate the support, the calibre of supporters we have. And it's fantastic. So many other things you could be doing on a bank holiday afternoon, coming out and celebrating Easter Monday with us and a win with us. So we really appreciate that. And that was also something we said in the dressing room before the game. And reinforced at half-time, particularly at half-time, look, we're 1-0 up. There's a couple of hundred people here come to see a local derby and they're desperate to win, and let's go and win it for them and for ourselves, but for the fans. So if anyone who obviously is listening to this is a real fan, so you know, we're so grateful for the support, and hopefully we can continue to do things that the supporters want.
There was a few bad challenges flying about, particularly after half time. One on Wes Goggin looked particularly nasty. How's he bearing up?
Wes, it's quite interesting because our excellent physio, Steve Snelling, I think thought first of all that Wes was going to have to be substituted, but we know Wes from his Walton days, and he's a very resilient guy. And obviously, he was out there and back for more. He's got some stripes on his back, He's also got some stripes from what he does for the team as well, you know, so he's fine, he'll be okay. And I think we were pretty limited in numbers today, so we did need our experienced players to set the tone, and Simon Sabihi, who won the early headers and did the sort of putting the agenda down that we want from him, was terrific in that respect. So no, it was a really good day. As I say, I wish we could spring it around the pitch and play expansive football, but today it wasn't about that. And I think if I'd brought some of the Premiership teams I'm lucky to see in my day job, I think they'd have struggled to do too much on this pitch that I used to play on 30 years ago. And I said to the boys beforehand, I think it was worse then because it had no grass on it at this stage. Now it had lots of grass, but lots of divots as well.
You mentioned we're limited to numbers today. We had no sub keeper on the bench. I assume that was enforced rather than tactical, was it?
Yes, and Neil Lambton actually is an outstanding goalkeeper in training, and so we're never too worried, but our normal reserve goalkeeper, Steve Windegaard, wasn't available today, so we were glad to get through in that respect. And Neil came on and did a very important job for us in the last 15 minutes.
Their manager, David Harlow, he was on the bench today, I assume, because they had injury problems as well. Any chance that now we're safe, we might see Alan Dowson out there?
I'm sure he'd love to. The problem is he's falling to bits. His knees are a bit sore, and maybe we'll get him out in pre-season and we'll see what he can do. But I think Hamzy will want a game as well, and I'm glad you haven't mentioned me. One thing I would like to say, the opportunity, we've got this kids' soccer camp starting tomorrow, 4 days, the first one for Kingstonian that Alan's running. And so it's the start of a good week. It's wonderful to go into that on the back of 4 points over the weekend and mathematical safety. We'll be able to try and help the youngsters a bit and spread the good name of Kingstonian Football Club, enjoying it that much more without worrying quite so much about the number of points that we've got and looking at the table. So I hope that maybe some of the parents who have got children coming to join us are looking forward to that being another part of the setup that we want to develop. You know, it's a great name, Kingstonian. In modern day football, it's a good brand, you know, and I do think there's an opportunity for the good people that are working for the club now, and that really does start at the top with Malcolm and Mark, and that we can maybe give them what they want and what they deserve.